Nine lawmakers may have known about State Representative Jeremy Durham's behavior before a formal inquiry was launched earlier this year. Women told investigators they began to complain within months of Durham's arrival at the legislature. 3 years would pass before an investigation was opened. WPLN's Chas Sisk looks at what that says about the culture around Legislative Plaza.
One of the earliest complaints about Durham's behavior came in 2013. A legislative aide told investigators she was having drinks with Durham and her boss, a female lawmaker, when Durham looked her up and down and made a comment about her physique. Durham pursued the aide for the next several months. The aide believes her boss knew all along. Though she resisted Durham's overtures, the aide was fired. She told investigators that afterward her boss badmouthed her to other lawmakers, preventing her from finding another job. That the aide would be punished and not Durham shows something is deeply wrong, says Tennessee Democratic Party Chair Mary Mancini.
There's a huge cultural problem here at the Capitol, and Speaker Beth Harwell has been in leadership for 5 years, and if she has to have known that there was a culture problem.
Stories about Durham became grist for the rumor mill. According to investigators, Durham shrugged off complaints about his behavior by telling several women the same line, "Welcome to Capitol Hill." Nonetheless, Republican leaders, such as Senate Speaker Ron Ramsey, say Durham's behavior was an outlier, atypical of state lawmakers.
When somebody like a Jeremy Durham says, this is welcome to Capitol Hill, I mean, it makes you want to just smack him in the mouth, because that's not the way it is. It really isn't.
But the unidentified aide who was fired after resisting Durham's advances might disagree. She now works elsewhere. She told investigators her dream of becoming a lobbyist at the Capitol is all gone. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.